الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Last week we discussed about Juma and the great value of Juma and the rights of Juma. Just to go through it briefly, and each one of us give us a tick or a cross whether we have done that or not for this Juma. Since we heard the talk last Juma, are we practicing on it? How much are we? And that we decide that we will, inshallah. The first and foremost is to bath and wear clean clothes. Give ourselves a mental tick if we have done that. Secondly, is to come walking to the masjid, that inshallah all have done. Thirdly, to come as early as possible. So see also that we should try and come as early as possible. Fourthly, which is perhaps the most important, in which we are negligent, to sit as close as possible to the imam, which really means to sit in the place directly behind the imam, and then one to the right, one to the left, and only start the second serf when the first serf is full. And then fifthly, to listen attentively to what is being said. And the khutbah, everything, the talk, the khutbah. And then sixthly, not to do anything useless, anything which it has got no benefit in. One person, for example, he's after meals, which is necessary, but his wife told him, take a walk. So he said, for what? What benefit? So these people, every action they do, they think what is the benefit, whether it is for Allah or not, whether there is some benefit. So we shouldn't do anything which is useless, playing with our watch, etc., playing with the topi or anything. We shouldn't do anything useless. Those are amal sitta. Then there are other amal khasa li yawm al jumu'ah. And that is to wake up more earlier than usual on a Friday. Even if it is just a few minutes, actually it is to wake up earlier to make more ibadah. And then to visit the qabristan. So ask ourselves, those who are not in i'tikaf, that we go and visit the qabristan. Then thirdly, to read Surah Kahf, which is in the 15th Sufara, to try and read that surah. Fourthly, to increase our Durood Sharif on a Juma. Every day we should be reading, and on a Juma we should increase. So also ask and check ourselves, are we reading every day Durood Sharif? Have we fixed an amount? Are we reading it? And are we increasing it for Friday? And then also to increase our Dua on Friday. And two particular times for dua, besides the other general times which duas are accepted, like tahajjud time, after faraz namaz, between adhan and iqamat, duas are readily accepted, also are not rejected. And then between the two khutbas, without moving our tongue, we should make dua, though it's a little time, but we should, that's a very valuable time. And the time between asr and maghrib, and especially close on to Maghrib. And in increasing our durood, for a Friday we should read the 80 duroods. The boards will be put up after Asr. After Asr, read that. Read any other durood also. There are plenty durood sharifs. We should read them increasingly on a Friday. And then we should also read any surah that starts with Sabbaha Yusabbihu. And also we should use Itar. Atar, we should use that also, and we should try and make Salatul Tasbih also. If we make it at night, very good. Otherwise, in the morning we can do it. So we should try and do that also. So that is an ibadat. The first 6 points, if we will do, which were mentioned, if a person does that on a Friday, for every step that he takes to come for Juma namaz, he gets 1 year's ibadat. That is namaz, tilawat, zikr, dua. Plus he gets 1 whole year's roza sawab. fasting, it's keeping roza. So we should try and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and by this repetition and reminder, hopefully it comes into us, inshallah. I think I did mention to read Surah Kahf also, so that we should do on a Friday. Today, which is another very, very great ibadat, very simple, beautiful, enjoyable ibadat, and which opens doors for many more things. Unimaginable things it opens doors. And that is reading Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also a very prime ibadat. But very sadly, this also many of us are neglectful of. We check ourselves on a daily basis. Have we specified that I'll read 25 times, 50 times, 100 times Durood Sharif? The ordinary, average Muslim like us, we should try and read at least 100 times Durood every day. And then on a Friday, we should increase our Durood. Make it up to 500, make it up to 1,000. MashaAllah, there are people who read 3,000, who read 10,000. There are many brothers who read more. So Durood Sharif is also a very great ibadat. And we are unfortunately very neglectful of it also. So in this ayat, we will just discuss the ayat. And that is also, as our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamallah Rahimahumullah, had taught us that this ayat is, first it starts with Inna. Inna Allaha wa Malaikatahu. That undoubtedly Allah and His Malaika. And by starting with, in this way, what is called in Arabic, a Jumla Ismiya, and that shows to continuity. That is all the time. So Allah is the correct, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the full translation of it is that all the time Allah and His Malaika, Yusalluna, which is fa'il mudari, which is also shows continuity all the time. They are sending salawat. Yusalluna ala Nabi, they are sending durood on salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam continuously all the time. So what is the meaning of Allah Ta'ala sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The one translation of salawat, salat is rahmat khasra, special mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is continuously sending His special mercies on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To get an understanding of that, like we are at the big waterfalls, like the Victoria waterfalls, Niagara waterfalls, where the water falls so much down, and the water splashes to a great distance, much more than all the waterfalls of the world, and much more than all the rain that falls in the world, Allah's rahmat is pouring down on Roza-e Mubarak, on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever is standing there near, and that is why we go to Roza Mubarak, the splashes of that rahmat will fall on us also. And like we go to these waterfalls of this dunya, then usually there are people who rent out raincoats there. Because that's the vapor and the splash of that water is so much that your clothes will get wet, though you are standing at a distance from the waterfalls itself. But it is with so much force it falls that the splashes will make all your clothes wet. But yeah, when we go to Roza-e Mubarak, we go to Kaaba Sharif, we come to our masjid, we must remove our raincoats. Which raincoat? The raincoat of sins, of guna. If a person goes to Roza-e Mubarak, where Allah's rahmat is falling down so much, but he's got, so to say, a raincoat of all sin on him, he didn't make tawbah istighfar, then that rahmat won't get him. Unfortunately, we see many people who do go, they go, for example, without a sunnat beard, they return just like that. There isn't namaz in their lives, they return just like that. There isn't parda, hijab in their lives, they return like that. Otherwise, one splash of that rahmat of Allah is enough to change a person's life. So it is falling all the time. The other is, when this surah of the Quran Sharif was revealed, that وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have made your remembrance very high. We have made it very lofty and high. So the remembrance, to remember Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has made it a great, great thing. And that is just to remember Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow in his path, to propagate his deen, to teach his deen, everything to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those are so great things. But just the remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has made it very, very high. When the surah was revealed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning of this, the tafsir? The Sahaba said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul know better. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the meaning of it is, wa rafa'na laka dhikrak, that Allah ta'ala says, idha zukirtu, zukirta ma'iyya. That Allah says, when I will be remembered, I've made the arrangement in the world that you will be remembered with me also. So we find that the first thing we hear in the morning is the adhan, loudly. And where Allah's zikr, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, Allah's Rasul's zikr is also there, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there wasn't that, the adhan is not complete. When we wake up, we say, or we should be saying, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, or la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Also, when we wake up our children, or the husband wakes up the wife, or the wife wakes up the husband, instead of swearing and shouting that you're not getting up, read kalima at that time. Read alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana. So anyway, we see that from the morning right till the night, five azans, Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul's zikr. And azans, the first azan starts in Fiji Islands. The first, the day, the sun rises the earliest in Fiji Islands. Then afterwards in the rest of the world. By the time the azan is given on the west coast of America, the next day's Fajr azan is already given in Fiji Islands. And also, due to Shawafi, make the namazes awwal waqt. So they are giving azan awwal waqt. Hanafis are giving it a bit later. So all the time in the world, every split second, there is azan carrying on all the time. And they are recorded in the air, waves in the air. There isn't a moment when adhan is not carrying on, is not carrying on. Allah made the system that Allah's zikr is so high, and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zikr in every adhan also. Also, when a person goes to sleep, we should read our kalimas again, we should read dua, in which Allah's remembrance, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's remembrance. Again, when a child is born, takbir adhan is given in the right ear, iqama in the left ear. Again, Allah's remembrance and Allah's Rasul's remembrance. When a person passes away, then when we should close the eyelids. And it is sunnah to say at that time, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. We read janazah namaz, where we praise Allah after the first takbir. We read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. So we see from morning to night, east to west, north to south, birth to death, all the time there is Allah zikr and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zikr. So high Allah has made His zikr. How fortunate aren't we if we also engage in that zikr, and that is of reading durood, salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah is continuously sending down His special mercies on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and continuously Allah is raising the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's going higher and higher, more greater all the time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position is going greater. Then the malaika are sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah ta'ala made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all qualities of praise. Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran Sharif, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only that you have good character, and what morals and character Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, but that you are on top of it, you are in charge of it. In other words, the sole distributor, the sole agent of good morals and akhlaq in the world is only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anyone wants good akhlaq, you will have to follow the akhlaq and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, whatever anyone else teaches, that is not good akhlaq. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a complete embodiment of mercy for the whole of mankind. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to live. When a child is born, the greatness of Allah must be said 4 times in his ear. And if that is done, inshallah, the child will live as a Muslim, he'll die as a Muslim. Weakness can come in between. But if Adhan and Takbir is the first thing that went into the ear, and if we think a child that is even, that is born, even an Arab child, he doesn't know Arabic, he's just born stuff, well, he doesn't know the meaning. But why did Allah institute this giving of Adhan and Takbir, the first thing? Today we have to be careful also. We go to our women folk, mothers give birth now in nursing homes, hospitals, music is playing there. And the maternity, the nurse, the doctor delivering the child, they talking all things of dunya. We should try our best, and we shouldn't be shy, that we should try and be just around, and as soon as the child is born, give adhan. The first thing that must go in the child's ear, the greatness of Allah. Oneness, tawheed of Allah. The risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prescription for success. All that is given there already. Then the takbir in the other ear. This is very, very important. So this also takes place at Allah's zikr and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's zikr. So the malaika are all the time in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us right at the beginning to do this. Who taught us that at the beginning, when your child begins to speak, let him say the word Allah. That is, today unfortunately, nursery rhymes we teach our children. And we are proud when they sing all types of nursery rhymes. In fact, before in the whole Islamic history, and when Muslims came to India, and here also, from the 5th century, Quran Sharif was taught. Wherever Muslim land was conquered, and the governor went to control, everywhere, immediately, asatiza, teachers, muallimeen were sent also. In fact, to Madinatul Munawwara, before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going, he sent also the muqri, the teacher, to go and teach the people in Madinah Sharif Deen. This has been always in the history of Islam. So this Deen that is being taught, that was taught there, was taught Quran Sharif and Hadith. And the masail which comes out, which is known as fiqh. This was taught, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself taught on Suffa to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum like that. Later, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was the first, then the 4 imams, they formulated all the fiqh and made it easy for us, all the masail which they took out from Quran and Hadith. So if we follow Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, any of the imams rahimahumullah, we are not really following them, we are following what they took out from Quran and Hadith, and we are following Quran and Hadith. That is what we are following. But we did not have that capacity to extract it like that. They took it out and made it in an easy form that all the wudu masails are written one place. All the namaz masail are written one place. Otherwise it was, where should we have the time in the first place? The knowledge in the first place to go and take out all this. So they did so this. But what the British did when they conquered India, they changed that whole curriculum. And they started teaching B for ball, C for cat, D for dog. All this they taught. And then they alienated, they separated people from the deen. That is right from the beginning. From nursery school they teach all those things. And then they carry on with all that. And it goes right through only dunya's things. About animals and this. Whereas A for Allah, Ali for Allah. Allah, the greatness of Allah. Who is Allah? Today, who of us teach our children? Now, if somebody has to ask us just off the cuff, who is Allah? Many times we are stunned, we don't know what to reply. Who is Allah? The first thing in our life, we should know who Allah is. Before we know our own name also. And before we know when I was born and what my history is, we should be knowing Allah. But unfortunately, we have all just been that storm and that water that is flowing like that. We are all just washed away with that, and we haven't got time for our deen, dunya's things. So anyway, the malaika are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is their durood, and they are engaged in du'as for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said that, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. After Allah stating this fact that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are engaged all the time in sending durood, which also from one aspect, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi said that this is like a business. Like we have many businesses where you sell cars, you sell furniture, you sell groceries, you sell material, you sell hardware things, building things, lots of businesses. This is also one business of sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is the most profitable business. This business, so to say, the directors of this business, one side is Allah Ta'ala Himself, and the other side are the malaika. So there is no doubt that this business can fall flat, that this business can go bankrupt. It's impossible, because the directors are Allah, and they are sending, they are pumping in, so to say, capital all the time in the business. So this business can never go bankrupt. And then we are encouraged to buy shares in this business. And yeah, for this shares, we don't have to go and make mashura with anyone. What do you think the shares, this company will be still there tomorrow? Or we just bought the shares, tomorrow company, you don't find no one of the company. They're all missing. They just took our money and they're gone. And we don't have to make istikhara for this also. And the profits of this shares are so great. Every one durood we send is buying one share. And if we are buying a share, the dividends that we are getting, so great dividends. One, for example, it comes that if a person sends one time durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are sending with our dirty mouths, our dirty hearts, we are filthy, dirty, and we send that one durood, Allah in return, who is Subhan, pure and clean. And Allah is so high, so great, that Allah sends 10 duroods on you. You send one time durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala has sent 10 duroods on you. And 10 times salam Allah sends on you. And if peace comes on you, this is what we want. A person wants peace, money, he upgrades the security of his business, of his house, everywhere around him, because he wants peace. But his wife is making peace. Yeah, Allah is sending 10 times peace on you. So already you send one time durood, you benefited, your dividends, you got 20 in return. 10 times the special mercy of Allah, 10 times Allah's rahmat. Your stages are raised by Allah by 10. It's 30 already. 10 good deeds are added to your record of accounts. It's 40 already. 10 sins are forgiven. It's 50 already. 10 malaika make dua for you, is 60 already. And you get the sawab of freeing 10 slaves. This is in my limited knowledge. Otherwise, durood, there is no end to it, what a person will get. So one durood, and what great returns there are. And then this is immediately, this comes into our account. More faster than EFT also. More faster than electronic transfer, we just read durood, and that has come already into our account. And it will be with us wherever we are. One time, one great buzurg, I'm forgetting the name, a famous great buzurg, he was going and he had to make wudu. He found a well, but the water was very low, and he had nothing, no rope, no bucket to pull the water up. So he was worried, my asr namaz is going to become qaza. So seeing this worry, a small girl, still not baligh, she came up to this great buzurg, alim, great alim, and she asked, what's wrong, you are having problems? He said, yes, I want to make wudu, I haven't got wudu. So she just spat in the water, and the water came right to the top. So he asked, how did you show this miracle, that the water came to the top? She said, I read durood sharif. We don't really understand what the great value of durood sharif is. Durood sharif solves our problems. And we should read durood with love and with affection. We are hardly reading Durud. And if we are reading, we are to finish Numbers only. And our mind is wandering in the whole world. And really, may Allah give me and us all tawfiq. Durud Sharif, like when we go to Rozai Mubarak, how we stand with adab. Today, unfortunately, that is also gone less. The cameras, the music, the ringtones, unfortunately. But otherwise, still there are people who read with great respect Durud. Even if we're reading far away from there, we should also try and read with respect. What many times we do, we are lying down on the couch and we are reading. We should try and read with how we sit in At-Tahiyyah. At least read 10 times like that. At least read 20 times like that. Make one time in the day that we sit and read Durud like that. And as though we visualize that we are there by Rozai Mubarak. We are sitting here and we read our Durud. Then see the benefit of it. So Durud, so now Allah Ta'ala says that, oh you who believe, that you also send Durud. In other words, you buy shares in this business. This business whose directors are so strong, and this business, the dividends of which no business in the world can match with it. So great. And in ibadat also, Durood Sharif is such a prominent ibadat. Many other ibadats can't match with Durood Sharif. Such a great ibadat it is. The benefits of it, how long it will last. There will be a person on the day of Qiyamah, when his actions will be weighed on the scales. And he'll find that his left span, where his gunas are, it will be so heavy it has gone right down. He had no good actions. The right side span will be right up because light, there is no good action. Then he'll suddenly see a young, handsome, beautiful person coming and putting a small piece of paper in the right hand pan. He'll think, what can this do and change? This is so heavy, my son. Immediately that whole pan will go down. It will be so heavy and this pen will start flying in the air, which was just now so heavy, now it's so light. He'll say, may my parents be sacrificed on you. Who are you? And what did you put in my pen that I got saved? He said, I'm your Nabi. And you, that durood you send on me, today I paid you back your durood. I put it for you on the pen. So durood Sharif is that ibadat. So all of us, we should make niyat that every day we will send durood. And if we can more better, we stake out a time where it will take 2-3 minutes or less than that also. Start with 10 and try and read, even if it's possible, not cross-legged also. Some buzurgs hate the idea of sitting cross-legged. When we are helpless, we get tired, we sit like that. But they say it is the way of the non-believers and it is the way of sitting of the proud people. Even when we are eating, etc., we should try and avoid it. If the body doesn't allow it, the body is heavy, etc., but as far as possible, we should try and avoid it. And sit like we sit in At-Tahiyyat. How most of the brothers are sitting two-legged, that is the way we should try and sit. And read at least little durood like that. Then more we want to read, reclining or something, we try and read all the time durood. While we are driving, while we are at our office, durood should be constantly on our tongue. And on a Friday, we should increase it. And Friday, Juma, in Ramadan, we should try and increase it even more. May Allah give us tawfiq. And there are certain duroods, there are so many cards that are printed. And anyone who would like, then speak to Maulana Musa Kaji, he will give you the cards where the duroods are written. Valuable, that little effort and so much. Like the durood after Asr, that 80 years of ibadat a person will get. And 80 years sins will be forgiven. Just by reading that durood which is put on the boards after Asr. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. 80 times it takes about 4 to 5 minutes. And 80 years of ibadat sawab is recorded for a person. Like he lived for 80 years without any sickness, without going toilet, without sleeping, without eating. For 80 years he was just making ibadah. So where can we get sawab like that? And 80 years a person was only committing sin from morning to night. All sins will also be forgiven. For major sins, we should make tawbah specifically and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. So there is a very great ibadat which Allah has blessed us with. And Jummah, it is even more. And in Ramadan, we should even take more precaution that we are busy, that we get busy with reading Durood Sharif. Together with our other ibadat of tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikr, dua. But on a daily basis, each one make niyat now. That from today, I promise between me and my Allah, I will start with 10 times durood or 25 times. Don't bite too big also. When it is so easy, I might think I'll read 500. Then we won't even start. You start with a small amount and carry on. And when you're managing it for 40 days at least, in that 40-day period, a habit becomes strong in a person. If you have started with 10 for 40 days and do it at a specific time when you know you have that time, then after 40 days, increase it to 25. Increase it to 50, to 100. And for Friday, start off with more. If we start with 10, on a Friday, read 50. Then slowly on Friday also increase it. May Allah give us all tawfiq to read Durood Sharif with great love and with great respect and with great feeling. And may Allah let us be punctual on this great ibadat and start off now in Ramzan. And those who are doing their 30-40 days, start doing it now and carry on throughout our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.